Five Requests to the Person of Exceptional Ability by Krishna's Mercy.
Evami tadyathat tvamatmanam parameshwar drashtumichhami te rupamaishwaram purushottam.
Quote, O greatest of all personalities, O supreme form, though I see here before me your actual position, I yet wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see that form of yours. Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, 11.3.
1. Reenact that scene from the movie.
Oh my goodness! I cannot believe it is actually you. You are much taller in person. I guess the camera really does add 10 pounds. Nevertheless, I have to take full advantage of the opportunity. I hate to bother you, but at the same time, I am not really sorry. Could you act out that one famous scene from that hit movie? You know, the one where you really deliver the knockout punch followed by the coolest line in history. Time is short. You probably get asked to do this all the time, but please indulge me. I am your biggest fan.
2. Sing that line from the song.
Whoa, is that you? Do you know who you are? Wow, no one is going to believe I am in the same elevator as this great recording artist. I must take a picture. Oh no, looks like I left my phone in the office. Which floor are you heading to? Never mind. Could you at least sing some lines from that song? You know, the one that goes like this, about putting on the red light. It is my favorite song. I cannot tell you how much it means to me. Your lyrics really move people. Just please, this one time, do it for me.
3. Hit home runs in batting practice.
I know it has been a while, but I am sure you still have it. People with your kind of ability never really lose it. A gift from the heavens. A talent that cannot be acquired. Could you please step in the cage and take a few swings? I would love to see you hit one over the fence, just like in the old days.
4. Hit a really fast serve.
I have been playing the game since I was a child. I am pretty good at imitating the professionals. See my forehand. You like my backhand? I literally copied it from others. The one area where I have always been lacking is my serve. I just do not hit the ball correctly. I think a lesson or two in pronation would have served me well. Get it? Served. Anyway, would you mind hitting a few? I have seen your motion too many times to count, but a live demonstration would really be great. I cannot believe that a human could hit a tennis ball that fast, but you are the greatest in this area, for sure. You can use my racket. See, it is the same one from your playing days.
5. Show me that amazing form.
This was the request from a disciple to his guru. After a period of instruction, during a tense time when the doubt on how to proceed was seemingly so great that it led to paralysis. Arjuna was not sure what to do. Though he was the greatest bow warrior in the world, he could no longer hold on to his weapons.
Vepatushta sharire me roma harshascha jayate gandivam sransate hastatvakcheva paridahyate.
Quote, my whole body is trembling, and my hair is standing on end. My bow Gandiv is slipping from my hand, and my skin is burning. Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, 1.29.
The teacher gave sufficient information. There was enough substance to the words that Arjuna could make a rational decision. Arjuna could proceed in the military conflict, knowing that to do so was not a violation of Dharma. In the traditional way of knowledge transfer, in the succession of disciples, the student feels obligated to offer a gift. the guru usually does not charge for their services. It is like a free institution of learning. The loan payment, if you will, is in the form of dakshina. Arjuna did not necessarily provide dakshina in that instance, but he did ask to see something specific from the guru. Arjuna wanted to see Sri Krishna in the Virat Rupa, which is like a single image containing the entire cosmic manifestation. The vision did not necessarily add anything to the presentation. Arjuna was already convinced. The vision is something like an ornamentation. If we meet someone who is great, who is worthy of admiration, we prefer to see them at their best. If they have long since moved on from the moments when they were on the playing field, so to speak, it is still nice if there is a glimpse or two to get a feeling of their glory days. Sri Krishna is always the complete whole. The Virat Rupa is one way to see him. It is an impersonal manifestation. It is something like conceiving of the Avyakta Murtina. Krishna pervades the entire space in this unmanifest version of himself. He is everywhere, but all beings are not in him.
Maya tatam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina mat sthani sarva bhutani na chaham teshu avasthita.
Quote, by me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.4.
Arjuna asked to see Krishna in that vision of greatness. The vision would also satisfy any doubters on the matter. If they should wonder why importance is given to a conversation between a charioteer and the warrior seated on that chariot, if they should question the relevance of a Sanskrit text that is roughly dated as 5,000 years in the past, the ability of Krishna to show everything should satisfy any of those doubts. A similar interaction is found within Mahabharata, involving Arjuna's brother named Bhima. He happened to meet Sri Hanuman one time. It was a chance occurrence, like running into a celebrity at a public place. Bhima asked Hanuman to show the gigantic form that was used to assist in the mission to find Sita Devi, who is the wife of Sri Rama. Hanuman politely declined, giving excuses that were not really true. Eventually, due to the persistence from Bhima, Hanuman relented. The tendencies of Bhima and Arjuna in these instances match the time-honored tradition of deity worship. Known as Arcanam in Sanskrit, it is worshiping the Almighty in the merciful manifestation of the Archa Vigraha. The deity does not limit the features of Krishna, who is Saguna. Ratha, they give a glimpse into the meaning of transcendental gunas. If I know that my friend is great, that they are amazing to a level that people do not yet fully appreciate, I sometimes prefer to have my friend display that greatness. Therefore, devotees always try to interact with this merciful incarnation in a beautiful way, adding to the presentation with ornaments, melodic songs, heartfelt prayers, offerings in a humble mood, and an unbreaking allegiance.
In closing,
already known as greatest is he, but from Krishna wanting to see how entering the cosmic manifestation, an ornament to beautiful presentation, of wisdom transferring already, pass through succession steady, from Arjuna hearing that plea, for devotee kindly to agree?